This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now it's part one of the Morning Farm Show. On this Monday, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. Here are the closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was $6.57¾, up 14¼. September corn, $5.74, up 3½. December corn, $5.32½, down 2¾. July soybeans were $15.16½, up 6¼. August soybeans, $14.34, up 7¼. November soybeans, $12.89¼, down 2¼. And July wheat was $6.80¾, down 4¾. Now it's time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with corn and soybeans mostly higher and the wheat lower. Nearby corn and soybean futures ended higher on technical buying at the Board of Trade, with strong cash basis helping to support both corn and soybean futures. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 13 to 16 cents stronger at 687 to 699. Soybean bids were up 6 to 11 cents at 1506 to 1521. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 11 to 12 cents higher at 677 to 695, and soybeans gained 4 to 10 cents at 1530 to 1549. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 12 to 13 cents at 681 to 705. Soybean bids gained 7 cents, ranging from 1530 to 1565, and the wheat bids down 2 to 5 cents at 661 to 684. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were mostly 6 cents higher at 1566 to 1576. Bases ended mostly steady, or ranged from 50 to 60 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $4.82.70 to $4.95.70, which was $1.90 lower per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 11 cents at $6.95 to $7.10, with basis steady, a range from 40 to 55 over July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 11 cents higher at $7 to $7.06. with basis steady to 9 cents lower at 45 to 51 over July. Soybeans ended 6 cents stronger at 1547 to 1548, with basis steady, a range from 31 to 32 over July. And the wheat prices on Friday lost 5 to 9 cents at 673 to 681, with basis down 1 to 4 cents at 8 under to option July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 12 to 14 cents stronger at $7 to $7.20. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 6 cents, with quotations at $15.46 to $15.61. Soft red winter wheat dropped a nickel down to $6.99 to $7, and the Milo up 12 at $6.74 to $6.75. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions range from a low of $4.99 up to $5.16. New crop soybean bids range from $12.59 to $12.73. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $5.01 up to $5.14. New crop soybean bids at $12.68 to $12.86. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from $5.07 up to $5.20, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from $12.73 up to $12.93. That completes our grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now we have your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle were $1.19, down 85 cents. August live cattle, $1.1832, down 75 cents. December live cattle, $1.2457, down 85 cents. August feeder cattle were $1.4340, down $2.07. September feeder cattle, $1.4622, down $1.52. November feeder cattle, $1.4980, down $1.42. June lean hogs were $102.30, up 72 cents. July lean hogs, $98.2, down 62 cents. December lean hogs, $81.65, up 5 cents. Now it's time for the Cash Livestock Report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 35 cents higher in a range of 91 to 105.50 with a weighted average carcass price of $100.70. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 45 to 50. 4 to 5 weights traded at 47 to 53. 5 to 550 at 51 to 54, and over 550 pounds at 53 to 59. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand and offerings ranging from 68 to 72. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 8,922 head. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded from 120 to 125.50 and on a dress basis at 189 to 195. Heifers on a live basis traded from 120 to 121 and on a dress basis from 189.50 to 195. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 328 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $104.32, which was $3.31 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $199.53, which was $1.10 lower, with select carcasses at $183.79, which was 58 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 123,000, compared to 124,000 for last week and 125,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 344,000 compared to 399,000 last week and 381,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June was $7. For July was also $7. Corn delivered to Scottville in June was $6.92, for July $6.92. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June $15.34 and for July $15.24. Once again, their prices are: corn at Greenfield is $7, corn at Scottville is $6.92, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.34, wheat at Scottville is $6.65. That'll do it for part one. Please stay tuned for part two.
Thank you, Angela. It's 19 minutes after the hour of six on this Monday morning. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by the Taylor & Soaps Gift Shop and Tea Room of Mount Olive, and by Taylor Tire & Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar showing no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Farming's a challenging business, and this spring's wet weather isn't making it any easier. M&M Service Company's agronomy team is knowledgeable about every aspect of modern crop production, from precision farming technologies to seed selection and custom application. They know your operation and practices and will bring the right product, service, and right advice to your farm. Don't let wet weather and a slow spring put you behind. Call your local M&M Service Company office today. Find out how your agronomy team is there to help. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies are forecast for later on today. There's a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. High temperatures today in the low 80s with light and variable winds. Tonight, clearing skies, low temperatures in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy, high temperatures in the low 80s. And your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers on Thursday, low temperatures in the upper 60s, high temperatures in the mid to the upper 80s. Over the weekend, WSMI weather watcher Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 1 3/10 of rain, 1 3/10 recorded by Rich Henry of Staunton, 1.5 recorded by the Lang family of Coffeen, 1 15/100 here at the Weather Center over the weekend. Right now, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady, 71 degrees. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
For more than 150 years, CME Group has been built with your confidence. Without it, we simply wouldn't be in business. Today, we continue to work on new and better ways to protect you and grow your confidence in the markets. After all, it's our vigilance that brings you the peace of mind you need today and in the future. CME Group. Advance with confidence.
6:21 on this Monday morning, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield, by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, and by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team. Once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. The European Union appears to be backing away from a broad trade deal with the U.S., raising the possibility farm trade may be off the table. U.S. farm groups were always concerned their complaints with EU farm trade barriers wouldn't be part of the planned free trade talks. They lobbied U.S. trade officials for inclusion. Now, analysts looking at the EU planning text for the talks say it points towards a more limited agreement, according to the Washington Post, which reports EU concerns over GMO wheat found in Oregon and U.S. phone and internet surveillance.
Our concern would be that if at all the agreement is narrowed, that issues like genetically engineered crops would be put off the table. And for us, that's just not an acceptable outcome.
Gallo says it's time to have higher standards and a 21st century agreement that ends longstanding impediments to farm trade. The U.S. has argued for trade based on science, not EU-style cautionary overregulation. And it's not just about grain.
Our corn customers in the livestock industry have had a number of issues. We know the dairy industry is having problems with geographic indicators with the EU. Some of the other livestock sectors have had problems with antibiotic and hormone use.
Gallo says the EU has not been a robust market for the U.S. corn growers, and unless EU trade barriers are dealt with, there's not a lot of potential in that market. She admits not all lawmakers would oppose a trade deal if ag is left out. But some would have a problem, including powerful Senate Finance Chair Max Baucus, whose committee has trade jurisdiction. In other news, for the first and second week of June, farmers in Illinois started calling the state agronomist with concerns about their corn crop. It was either yellow or purple, says Emerson Nafziger at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He also says it's most likely not much to worry about.
Actually, the dry weather and the sunshine we're having now probably will go a long ways towards fixing that. I hope fix it before people start to take action and based on what they think is the problem. We think the main problem with both purple and yellow corn is probably just root problems at this point. Since it was planted in many areas, it's been really wet, in some areas not as wet, but basically the wetter it has been, the more symptoms like this that we see.
The answer is a qualified no. There is some science-based reasoning. University of Illinois nitrogen research plots in Pike County, or Western Illinois, were fertilized with different rates of UAN the first week of April, planted to corn the first week of May, and sampled for nitrogen the first week of June.
And I was a little bit surprised. We put nitrogen rates on so we have an idea of what's there now compared to what we put on. And in every case, we ran rates from 60 pounds to 240 pounds, we found at least as much there as we had put on, and in some cases even more.
The natural mineralization of a soil can add to the measurable nitrogen. The Ore Center research site, says Nafziger, received about 17 inches of rainfall between the time the nitrogen was applied and the samples were pulled. The point is, nitrogen has not moved out of the soil profile. The samples were taken to 2 feet deep. The purple and yellow corn is, says Nafziger, a reaction to the lack of oxygen available to the corn root system. As soils dry, the corn should turn green. That'll do it for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.